Hello and welcome back to Becoming Multidimensional. It's Eliza here with the lovely
Christine.
And today's topic has been so, so, so relevant in our lives as well as the lives of many of my clients right now. So to me, this is really important information for the collective, and it's showing up, I feel like, more prominently in the collective consciousness right now. And that is the topic of the 3D versus the 5D. And to go a little bit deeper with that, how the 3D events are really here to elevate, expand, and grow our 5D soul journey. And I know this sounds maybe like gibberish, so we're going to break it down and explain some of these really out there concepts in what we hope is a really tangible, grounded way.
Yeah. So all of us, no matter who you are on the journey, you know, where you're, if you are the Dalai Lama, if you're someone who has no aspect or concern about spirituality or these things, we all have these challenges and struggles living in the world, living, having this 3D material experience. And then when we layer on top of it, this expansive piece of trying to grow, we can find frustration that happens with your experience being here, like where, quite honestly, I am in this moment just coming off of a real 3D struggle. And we're recording off the phone. We're hoping this works. We have had this technical difficulty recording. We had a re-record from last week. We're hoping this week works. We're not even sure that it will, because we're having this very real challenge with just technology, which is a very small issue to have in the scheme of things. However, it's just interesting that with this particular topic, we are having such a great challenge with even getting this recorded to have the conversation about the challenge of being here while having this 5D growth.
I love it. So I want to start by breaking down, because we talk about the 3D, we talk about the 5D, but what does that mean? So when we look at the 3D, the third dimension, that's the physical reality. So we live in the third dimension right now as a collective. And the third dimension is defined by these really physical laws. The third dimension is very polar. You feel things. Things feel like the reality. It's very like real and tangible, and this is the experience and yada, yada, yada. So for example, tech issues, that's a 3D problem. The technology is not working, right? So if we look at that from the third dimension, we could get frustrated. We could get irritated. We could feel like, oh my gosh, all this hard work is for nothing. These are certain phrases that I'm sure I've said in my life. I've definitely said it. Mm-hmm. I've heard people say it. And that's really the realm of the 3D. Now, the 5D is our soul experience. Like, why is the soul here? What is the soul here learning? What are the decisions the soul made before coming into this incarnation about what growth experiences and expansion the soul wants to have? So if we look at the example of the technology challenges from the 5D, rather than seeing it from the 3D, which would be frustration, irritation, and feeling almost like failing, et cetera, et cetera, the 5D perspective would be, wow, this is the tech issues are the pressure applied to the soul experience so that Christine and I may grow in a certain way, right? Maybe we become better at handling technology, which both of us maybe need to expand in that realm. Mm-hmm. It can really elevate our confidence in technology. It can make us feel more empowered. So it doesn't always have to come from a negative or what we perceive. Thank you, Spirit. Spirit's like what we perceive as negative,
right?
Because the 3D has, because I talked about the poles, good and bad judgment, the extremes of the spectrum are 3D concepts. In the fifth dimension, we don't see things as good or bad. There's no judgment. So from the fifth dimension, something that we would perceive as bad from the third dimension is really just the vehicle or the pressure applied so that we can have the experience of expansion. So we want to attach bad to hard and good to easy in the 3D. But in the 5D, sometimes it's the hardest experiences that give us the most growth. And that's really what the soul is looking for.
Exactly. So in from the 5D perspective, and we've talked about this a little bit from the Akashic Records and sort of the guides in the Akashic Records as well, do I really want to take that road and deal a process those things that could be very challenging? Where from that perspective, it's this is this wonderful opportunity for this expansion. And even though it may be challenging, that perception of that is not that it's difficult. The perception is this, there's this beautiful invitation to do what you actually came here to do, because there's a reason we're here, and this growth and the pressure that's applied causes the transformation within ourselves to be stepping into these new ways of being here in this body on the planet while simultaneously expanding in many other ways.
So in the 5D, if you make the choice, like, I want to expand in a certain way, and that's coming from a soul choice, so we're not always conscious of this, then you will manifest situations or people or experiences that will apply that pressure in the 3D or that friction to kind of push you to take that step. And it will expand you and grow you in the process. But we always have choice. So even though it's really important, Spirit wants me to explain that we're the ones really manifesting these experiences. And that really brings the power back to us. So when you look at the 3D, we kind of look at things outside of ourselves, right? Say you're having a financial difficulty. You could look at that, and I definitely would be guilty of this, as, oh my God, this is bad luck, or this is happening outside of myself. Mm-hmm. Well, the power is actually really in us. We choose to have these experiences, which I know is like a kind of a buzzword right there, is choice, right? Because a lot of times they don't feel like choices. And then we have the choice to grow. So there's always choice in the matter. For instance, with the financial difficulty experience example, you can choose to maybe change the way you handle finances or choose the way you look at something that we perceive as outside of ourselves, or we can also choose to stay exactly where we are. And that's really the game of life. It's a lot of choice. I had a teacher recently say to me, which I loved, that when we choose these soul journeys, we also choose how long it takes us. We can get a lot done in one lifetime, or sometimes I like to go around the mountain 40 times, and that's okay too.
That's a really good point too, because sometimes I think you can judge somebody else's life. Like, oh, they have it so easy, right? And why am I facing all of these difficulties and challenges? I actually have this sense that sometimes you make the choice to come in and have an incarnation where there's less expansion. It's just a little softer and a little easier. You're here to do something that maybe your life isn't layered with the same kind of difficulties or challenges, because it's not your time to have massive expansion. And not that you have to have a tough life to have massive expansion, but it's not always judging or comparing your life to someone else's, because you don't know what their journey is and what their soul growth is, that you may be facing things because this life is about really mastering something. You know, there could be like you may be at the end of the line of a theme that your soul is working with. And so this is sort of like the final exam. I mean, there's lots of different possibilities with it, but it's really not comparing your life to anyone else's and why they're here, because they may actually be here just to kind of have this like, that's like get in a boat and a slow boat ride, not many ripples or waves. And you may be like in a kayak with going down massive rapids. And it's nice to be in a slow boat and take a nice gentle ride, but it's also pretty exciting when you have some rapids too, right? So there's just not comparing your experience to somebody else's.
I love, there's a principle in Kabbalah that I learned many years ago that I love so much, which talks about the 1%. Right? We kind of have access in these lifetimes to the 1%. We just see what's in front of us. Right. But we don't always have full access. I mean, we do if you sit with yourselves to other lifetimes and to our soul's really quantum journey. Now, if you looked at your soul's journey in the sense of not just where you're at right now and what your view is, your 1% view is right now, a lot of times we would understand why we choose these paths. And again, some lifetimes, like we talked about, are more like the rapids and some are more like the river.
Yeah.
And when we look at it from the 1% and we look outside of ourselves and at our neighbors and our friends and what they're going through from the 1% view, it can feel very unfair, but that's really taking things from a 3D understanding. Now in the fifth dimension, there's really no time and space. So everything is all happening. The soul is, it's hard to explain in like human linear terms, but it's like everything's happening up there. Maybe we call that like the 99%. There, everything is really connected to source. And to me, source is really like all-encompassing love and equality. And all of these opinions about judgment and good and bad, mm-hmm. and this is hard, this is easy, that's not coming from source. That's coming from our 3D understanding and the polarity that we want to place on situations that feel more negative or harder or more difficult because it doesn't feel good inside of us all the time to go through hardship. But if you get to the other side of that, and I think we can all connect to those experiences where we go through like a really difficult challenge or a breakup or just bad luck or something, and it feels like the end of the world in the moment. And then 10 years later, you look back and say, thank God. That's really another way of explaining the 5D, in my opinion.
Yes, it doesn't always make sense right in the moment, but you tend to, I think you, even people who I know who've had really difficult illnesses, right? It's certainly a miserable thing to go through when you're dealt with something that is painful and scary and challenging. I have seen so many times the gratitude for the illness, because the illness caused not only perhaps transformation for them, because it helped them to break free of the framework that they had lived within, right? So there was a certain paradigm that their mind and body and soul was trapped within, and the illness or that very difficult situation kind of blows the doors off all of that. And then you can really step into a new way of being. So I really, quite honestly, in my work, see people come in and say, yes, that was a miserable time in my life and really difficult, but wow, I love who I am now. I love where I am now. And I had this growth and experience. And then also the people, my friends and family around me also were able to kind of ride on the coattails of that and have expansion through their experience. So a lot of what you may perceive initially as negative and difficult and challenging may end up the rear view mirror view of that is, wow, I'm really grateful for that.
Absolutely. And this kind of begs the question to me, right? How do you surrender from the 3D to the 5D? How do you get from the 3D to the 5D? And that really is the surrender, because the 3D, we want to control everything. Right. That is like a concept of the third dimension, right? Mm-hmm. We want to make our life a way that feels easy and good to us based on what we want or what we think we want, rather than what the soul really needs. We're in the third dimension living here and going, okay, let me think about what I want and how I want to build my life.
Right.
Now, when you have that pressure applied, and I think a great example is I had a teacher who was telling this story about how she and her husband were going through some financial difficulties and they were potentially going to lose their house. Mm-hmm. And that felt devastating to her. And so she was working nonstop and she was like really edging close to burnout. Mm-hmm. She was working to like a really sort of unhealthy place for her, and her husband was, and they were going through all the stress because they thought, we need to keep this house. This is the family house. Like, this is what we want. Well, the pressure, the like supernatural pressure that was applied was the financial difficulties. Finally, they kind of said, not we give up, but really we surrender. We can't keep pushing ourselves beyond our scope of what is healthy. They ended up losing the house, which was devastating at the time. But ultimately, now she's many years past this experience, she and her husband, their relationship got better. Her relationship with her kids got better. Like, they found more time as a family. And she always talked to me about how important that was, how she didn't even know that she was lacking that in her life until this situation happened. But at one point, she really had to decide, okay, I have to surrender. Now, the pressure can take us to the point of, like, right, she was reaching burnout. It's like she had to surrender to her health. Mm. Or we can flow with the energy. It's kind of like a wave, right? You can see the wave coming and ride it, or you can let the wave crash on your head and then ride it. So I have definitely been one to let the wave crash on my head, and I try to intercept that process.
And then get tumbled in the surf and, like, upside down and all over the place.
And now I'm like, okay, I'm seeing the wave build. Like, let me take the harder steps, or what I want to say is the harder steps, to actually ride the wave, because I trust where my soul is taking me. And that really requires us release a level of attachment. Yeah. And now, thank goodness, I haven't gone through, you know, some health challenges that some people have gone through. Like, I can't imagine what that process is like. So I can't say that this would be easy for me. I don't think it would be. But even letting go of the attachment of life, right? Sometimes people go through these really, really scary health challenges, and they kind of have to surrender, like, you know what? I don't know what the outcome is. That is so hard. I cannot imagine being in that situation. But that even takes it beyond, again, the 3D perception of our physical life, because our soul is eternal. So coming from the soul perspective, even if your life was, your physical life was to finish, your soul is completely whole and connected to source. So even in that case, it's like the soul's journey is even beyond that. But that being said, I'm not saying that would be easy in the 3D. I pray that no one has to go through that.
Right. So I really, I think one of the key, you said so many great things, but I think the really key to distill it down, the really key piece here is examining your attachments, right? The attachment piece here is so important. And I think there's a passage in the Bible that, look, I certainly don't know exactly what it means, but my take on it, my interpretation, and the, like, and I haven't really read the whole Bible, I'm not religious, you know that, but this passage, I think, speaks to me. And it says something about Jesus saying it would be easier for a camel to get through the eye of a needle than a wealthy person. Now, he said easier, he didn't say impossible. And I think the underlying message in that, it's not that wealthy is bad and not, and having no money is good. That's not what it means. But I think being, typically, when you're very wealthy, you have a lot of attachments to your things, right? To your possessions. And you don't want to lose it. You want to cling to it. Like, she didn't want to lose her house. I mean, really, it was understandable. There's no judgment. But that clinging causes these, like, real attachments that you can't just flow and you can't move. You have, there's almost this stuck energy because you're holding so tight. And if you don't have those things, it's easier to just move into flow. I don't have it anyhow, so I can just move. And so it doesn't mean that you need to have no things and no money, but you can enjoy your things. You can be in a beautiful home or strive for those things, yet simultaneously enjoy it, realizing it's temporary. Like, this is beautiful right now. And when something else is going to happen, I have space to allow the next version of myself, the next iteration. Then, you know, you talked about clinging to life even. I mean, one thing we all have in common is we're all going to die one day. We want to be here for as long as we can, but also understanding there's a beauty in letting go of this life and moving to the next dimension, the next place. So the attachment piece, I think, is so important to examine really what your attachments are.
Yeah, I feel like attachments come up so frequently in my own examination of my spirit and my own evolution, because I feel like the 3D world, it's the material world. It's right. full of attachments. And it's not just attachments to things, right? I'm attached to my family, right? Mm-hmm. That's not a bad thing. I'm right. attached to my friends. I'm attached to Christine. I'm attached to my identity. Like there are all sure. these different pieces of my attachments based on kind of the 3D experience of the soul, right? We're in the matrix. It's full of attachments. Mm-hmm. But that's also why I love meditation, because meditation really takes you beyond that, to that piece of you that is non-attached, that piece of you that is connected to source, that piece of you that is beyond whatever challenges or whatever, you know, good luck you're going through in your life. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, life happens in waves, and everyone can relate to the pendulum swinging both ways at some point in their mm-hmm. life. Like sometimes you're up, sometimes you're down. And that is a part of the 3D experience. But really tapping into your 5D can help relieve some of the anxiety and some of the other different conditions we deal with in the 3D experience. And I'm a big proponent of going beyond your attachments and questioning them and applying pressure to them mm-hmm. so that we can really see that we are eternal beings, and there's a part of us that ascends into a higher frequency than anything that is even feels like the most important thing to us here.
Yeah. So with that meditation piece, I think that's so important, because I think through introspection, through meditation, you have this ability to build this greater bridge to we do exist in the 5D already. We're already there, right? So to strengthen the connection to the messages, to the information that your higher soul is trying to bring to you. So I like to think of us being here in the 3D when we're just sort of crystallized here in the 3D realm. We can see like what's kind of right in front of us, but not really the larger picture. Like you're in a forest, you can see the path right in front of you, but you can't see the whole forest. You can't really see the mountains. You can't see the roads. You can't see if there's, you know, a bear somewhere or a food somewhere, right? A river. You can't see the full scope of what's around you, but it's like your higher self, your soul, is sort of sitting on a mountaintop looking at the whole vantage point and can be sending you messages, can be sending you information about maybe which way to go, which way to turn. Oh, don't go there. That doesn't feel right. This would be a better path for you. So it can guide you. So as you spend more time with the conscious connection to building those links even more fully to your higher self, you're able, I think, to navigate this 3D world with greater ease. It doesn't mean that it's always easy, but I would say with greater ease when you're connected to your higher being. And then your higher being, I think also, as your connection to that part of you increases, I think sort of an attachment piece sort of naturally begins to dissipate a little bit, right? Because you're thinking in these broader, more malleable terms, where the 3D is very form-driven and feels very tangible. And it makes me think of, I should maybe tell the story, and I've told this to you before, about when I met my grandmother in heaven. Because I think that's a really great description of the 3D. But I feel like this 5D world, this higher realm is more malleable, where things can flow and move more easily, where here it's just more solid, right? Before I tell the story about my grandmother, is there anything you want to add to that?
No, I just want to say that this is one of my favorite stories and I think about it often. So everyone is so lucky to be able to hear this beautiful story that Christine has.
Okay, you're going to be surprised. You're going to think it's actually a very funny story. This happened to me about maybe like 10 years ago. Well, so my grandmother on my mom's side, I called her Mare. She's a huge character. She died a long time ago. And I had this experience. It wasn't a dream, because we've talked before about, you know, you kind of know a dream can be this sort of, you know, rehashing of your day and haphazard and doesn't make a lot of sense. And then sometimes you're in another realm and you know when it's not a dream, it's another realm. And so I found myself in a room and I was with her husband, my grandfather, and it was, quite honestly, this room was like just a humble, ordinary, I mean, there weren't like celestial angels. It was just sitting in a room and I was sitting on a couch. We weren't talking, but I was waiting. And I have never been so excited for something as I was in this moment. We were waiting for my grandmother, my mare, to come into the room because I knew she was about to reveal to me like the secret of being here, of the earth, like why we're here. Like, and I knew it was coming, and I was like on the edge of my seat waiting for her to walk into this room because I knew I was getting this like this huge, 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 huge piece of information that I've been curious about for so long. So we wait for a while in silence, and then she comes in and she shows she's, you know, she died when she was like late or early 90s, late 80s. She was probably in her 50s, and she walked in, and like there was no voices. This all happened telepathically. She sat on the couch and she stared at me, and I was so happy to see her. And she said to me, "There's no real food here." And I was like, "What? What? That's the secret of the universe? What are you like?" I was so like flabbergasted that this was the message. And I immediately woke up and opened my eyes and like jumped out of bed. There was no moment of, oh, I'm waking up. It was, I went from being in that room to jumping out of bed. Like, what is she talking about? What did that mean? And I sat with it for days. And then I slowly came to understand the wisdom of it, right? The beauty of being here. There's no real food. What a packet of information that really is if you were to sit with that. So it's like being here, like think about being at a restaurant and having like a beautiful big dish of pasta and that, like the comfort, the smells, the richness, the fullness of this material world where we have this incredible experience to have this feeling and even emotion and this, you know, I love this or I hate this or whatever it is, but this big emotion and feeling and sensory experience, right? Around being here in the 3D world. And when you're in the 5D world and the other dimensions, I think it's softer, it's more malleable, but you don't have the intensity of what you have here. And I think souls are really drawn to being here to have this experience of the intensity of the experience, right? So it was a beautiful message to me, which for me helped me to really understand why you're here. So there's no real food there.
We're here to feel it. Yeah. Exactly. So even the stuff that we want to feel as negative, I have tried to intercept when I'm going through challenges and tell myself how beautiful it is to cry, how beautiful it is to feel sad or to feel disappointed. Prior to hearing this story from Christine and some of this work that I've done, I would have viewed that again through the 3D lens of like negativity. But I feel like we're really just here to offer another perspective to get this holistic view of the 3D and the 5D, because we do live in the 3D. So it's important. And we're not telling you, okay, just meditate and like go to the 5D and feel good and source and it's all good and no worries. It's really kind of holding both experiences in your hand and finding balance and in the full spectrum of emotions, of challenges, but also of source and of this unconditional love and the soul journey and why we may have chosen some of these experiences to go through.
Yeah. And that is exactly it. That is the balance between the two, the harmony, because we are here for a reason. And I think we're also here to offer you like some assistance when you are in those moments of feeling like you're suffering it to, you know, some of the tools to really connect into higher wisdom, to examine what your attachments are and can you soften those attachments a little bit, because as those attachments soften, then you can move into more flow with them and find solutions, right? Because as your energy dissipates around certain things, then it opens doors for other avenues, right? So you're not so stuck in where you are it would be my advice when you're bumping up against a challenge.
Yeah, and just the importance of surrender and trust. And I say this and I'm like saying this and looking at myself and going, okay, you know, this is relevant for all of us.
For all of us. We all have to remind ourselves, right? Because we're all human. We're all here for a reason. And, you know, I think even the most enlightened beings probably have moments where they need to remind themselves also and take a moment, breathe, come back into their center. So this 5D realm isn't just for some people, right? It's for everyone if you want to connect and come into the sense of greater balance and harmony with it.
We hope that this has been really helpful and that this will help add layers to your understanding when something comes up in your life. And it's also just helpful to sit with, right? Like, what is your soul journey? What are some of the themes that you've gone through in your life? How have some of your experiences shaped that journey or expanded or helped you grow in that journey? Christine, do you have anything
else?
Yeah,
that's, you know, that just all of a sudden what I just heard was like a helpful practice would be to take a moment and travel back towards the things in your life that were difficult, that you perceived as challenges, and how those things that at the time felt very challenging and difficult, how they have brought you to where you are now, to the good things that have come from the things that are difficult. So as you, that will help give you a level of trust in the future for difficult things that arise, because life is can have difficulty. But when you, it's taking that time to have some gratitude for those things and realizing where you've, like how far you've come is helpful to sort of anchor in this knowledge and wisdom within your being to help you in the future.
Absolutely.
So we are so appreciate you being with us. We're very hopeful that we can get this to actually download and get out to you. And we will see you next time. Thank you.